The great John Price from the John Price Law Firm. I guess you guys know each other.
We do, okay. On a friendly basis.
Yes. Well, let me give you a legal story to test your chops here.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if this man has a case out of Round Rock, Texas. A man is suing a Texas woman for texting during a movie at the Barton Creek Square Theater in Austin, according to a petition filed in small claims court in Travis County. Now, the guy claims, made a claim against his date, asking for $17.31, the price of the movie ticket to a 3D showing of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. The woman reached by phone this week, said she didn't know about the claim against her. She asked that her name not be used. OMG, she texted, this is cray cray. That's not true. She actually said, oh my God, this is crazy.
That was his date?
Yeah, they were on a first date. They were on a date. She started texting through the whole movie.
Through the whole movie. That's not, yeah.
But he told her if she was going to text to go outside, so she did, and she left him there.
Hmm. You know, you just reminded me. I went out to Red Orchids for the first time in West Ashley. It is a delicious place. It's not a Chinese buffet. It's like really, really good. Red Orchids. You ever heard of it?
Exactly. How's that connected to the texting story?
My point is, I was out enjoying a meal the other night.
I'm with John. Oh.
Now listen, I'm going to fill you in here.
Okay.
I was having dinner the other night, and apparently, I think there was a first date type of thing going on at the table next to us, and you can't help but hear other people's conversations and things. I try to tune it all out and just concentrate on my own business, but some people are dramatic. But they look like they probably met on our time or some sort of a maybe white trash equivalent of our time. And they, I don't think the first date was going well. And she left like after eating one dumpling. And then the guy said, yeah, I'll need a box for that, but I'll sit here and finish this.
Aww.
And I'm telling you what.
Yes, that's life, man. You know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
That's right.
Better didn't work out then than, you know, 15 years later of abuse and frustration.
Or misery.
And misery.
And you're just like, God, as soon as the kids get out of college, I'm leaving you.
Something like that.
Yeah. So then you're like, oh, man, where's the cougar bar?
Well, I say no case on the first one.
You don't think there's
no
a case?
No.
Just, it's more of a to prove a point type of thing. You know?
What he's going to prove is he's going to lose his filing fee in court, I think. You know, whatever he's going to put into it, he's going to waste a lot of time.
Which is more than the $17 that he's suing her for.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'll tell you this. I take your advice now, but when I was a young man, I took the advice of the great Doug Llewellyn.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, thanking you for joining us and reminding you, if you're involved in a dispute such as this with another party and you just can't seem to work it out, don't take the law into your own hands. You take them to court.
And I will say this. People's court currently is a shell of what it used to be. But Doug Llewellyn is back, where he's interviewing the litigants as they leave the courtroom. So, didn't quite win the case, didn't convince the judge that she really had. Well, I just disagree. She didn't look at all the... All right, John Price, let's talk about May being Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and may I remind you to wear your helmet.
Big point we made last time was all the gear all the time a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It protects you as a safety awareness, and it also makes you more appealable in court to the jury if, in fact, your case has to go to trial. Most of them are settled. Well, I was complaining a couple weeks ago about a case I had that was still negotiating hard, and I'm pleased to announce today that it did settle here about a week ago. So very happy with that. But I did point out that my client was wearing all the gear all the time, doing everything right, observing all rules of the road, while the other party didn't.
Do you have a game face when you litigate? Is there a bathroom mirror type of speech where you're like, you know, I'm going to take off the glasses real quick, just like in the commercial? It's going to go, Johnny, you got this. You're doing this for the right reasons. You're getting your client justice today. You go into that courtroom and you just let them know. And then no matter what you're really feeling inside, you have this like hardcore, like when the door swings open, they're like, voices quiet down when John Price swings through there like in an old time saloon.
It's not quite that cocky, but yeah, you know, you just basically take a deep breath and sit down and go with it. I mean, you're prepared for the moment, so you know that's what you, as long as you're prepared, and you know it's been there before and done that. So But there's always a slight touch of nervous energy, I think, anytime you're in front of 12 people from the community who, and you got respect for the system. So, but you know, but then the longer the trial goes on, the more I think you just tend to fall right into riding that bicycle. You know, it's just that's what it's like. But again, back to this all the gear all the time and motorcycle safety awareness on the John Price Law Firm Facebook page. Which I understand you are a big fan. I think you actually go there box once every 3 months and look at it.
I do check it out quite often.
But, you know, we had a feature on there of the top five motorcycle safety tips, which also those tips restated some tips we had from guests who was on the show last year at the same time. And it's very five good tips there. And so if you want to see those tips, folks, no need for me to repeat them here. Go to the John Price Law Firm Facebook page and take a look. But we did have some nice commentary to it on it. And there's a guy named Ray Nash, and he says, in the distant past, I was the deputy motorcycle safety coordinator for the state of Florida. These are great suggestions. Thank you, Ray. Thank you. He says, these are great suggestions, and I would add these three. Here's number one for you motorcycle riders out here. Make yourself conspicuous, which, you know, make yourself highly visible and known on the highway.
Exactly, like so, those patches with really foul language on it. You know, yeah. And that gets my attention every time it works.
You know, all the gear all the time, when I saw this guy giving an electronic, you know, he did advise, you know, bright clothing, very noticeable gear, not the real dark stuff, the night stuff, but, you know, some good noticeable colorful clothing, which can be, I guess, maybe it's a challenge to find some out in leather, you know, but you got to find it.
What if they had like those jackets, reflective jackets that roadside workers use and stuff like that?
I'm sure
and they
do.
Built them into some cool leather, like if Harley Davidson made one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing. Pretty cool.
That'd be cool. And then the second thing is always be in an expected position, you know, and that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty good advice. You know, don't be somewhere where nobody would expect a motorcycle rider to be. Be in an expected position on the highway so you're not catching people off guard. That's a very good tip right now.
Like driving in between lanes to get around cars. When you see that, when motorcyclists will go between two cars in a lane, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's not an expected
position.
Don't do
that.
That is not an expected position.
See, I see that in California, if you're at a stoplight, motorcycles can go right up the middle lane between the two cars, and that's like not a thing.
It's crazy.
It's totally legal, so I don't know what the rule is here, but just seems awfully dangerous, huh?
And the third thing that Ray Nash says, who is the former deputy motorcycle safety coordinator for the state of Florida, the fourth thing he says is never assume the car driver sees you. So that's a very good thing. Don't assume that they see you. And what he points out there is, like, due to selective perception, many of them don't. And we've talked about that, too, in the past, about how, you know, we talked about the slogan, look twice, save a life. But don't assume that the car driver sees you. That's not good. If you're going to do something that involves crossing from another vehicle or some special traffic situation, make sure that you make good eye contact and hand-to-hand.
I see a lot of motorcyclists using the old-fashioned hand signals. I mean, mm-hmm. That's pretty conspicuous and a good idea. Anyway, John Price, I know you have a lot more information at the John Price Law Firm page on Facebook, johnpricelawfirm.com. And what is that number to dial? Should someone need legal advice?
Well, we have a nice toll-free number, 888-MR-LEGAL. That's 888-MR-LEGAL. To make it easy to remember, and for you girls who want to insist upon your feminism rights, you just also MS Legal, 1-888 MS Legal, Ms. Legal or Mr. Legal.
Wow,
Jesse B. partnered up on that.